Brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by the Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headset. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1. Sennheiser, the quiet revolution.
Russ Niles reporting from NBAA 2012 in Orlando with Sean Vick, Executive Vice President of Hawker Beechcraft. Sean, tough times for Hawker at the moment, but you have a plan. Why don't you outline what you outlined at the news conference today and tell us where Hawker is going.
Thanks, Russ. I'll do this in short form. We've just concluded our press briefing this morning. We were first off at 0800. It commenced with Bill Boyster relaying to the assembled journalists what we were announcing today as part of the ongoing process of our restructuring. That included our intentions around warranty support and Support Plus, as well as our intentions around ongoing production. What we have announced is that as it pertains to the jets, and only the jets, the 987 series and the 400 series, so the Hawker 900, you know, XP, the 800 series, the 750, the 400 XP, we are continuing and have agreed with the board and the creditors to provide support in the form of the warranty for those airplanes. We will be modifying the Support Plus program. That's the tip-to-tail maintenance program that some folks have purchased as a part of their airplane and some folks pay into on a pay-as-you-go. But we will be modifying those to reflect out-of-production airplanes. With regards to the 4000 and the Premier, the decision was made that we would be rejecting both Support Plus and warranty for those aircraft. This does not mean that we are not going to continue to service and support those airplanes through our Hawker Beechcraft Services network. We are. It means, though, that the decision was made to reject the warranty obligations and the Support Plus obligations. For that, we understand the implications that that has on our installed base, and we are truly sorry that we have had to come to that conclusion, but that is what was required.
How many airplanes does that involve?
We're talking about approximately 150 airplanes out of installed base of about 30,000 airplanes.
Okay. The plan now is to keep supporting the fleet, but what we understand is that there are several suitors in the wings, and that a sale is possible for the assets of the jet business.
Well, Bill spoke specifically to the cessation of our discussions with Superior Aviation. We wanted to close out the discussion on that for the assembled journalists. As you can imagine, there are many, many questions. One thing that Bill reiterated, and I need to do so here, we know that there's an insatiable need for details, some of which we simply don't have, and some of which we simply can't talk about. With regards to potential suitors, we've numerous NDAs in place, non-disclosure agreements, with people who are qualified and who have demonstrated an interest in the jets business. That includes the range from those who might wish to put airplanes back into production to those who specialize in out-of-production aircraft support. And that could include simply the type certificates, the intellectual property, and some of the advanced design work that had been done. Or it could also include that and all of the associated support, service, and parts businesses associated with the jet products.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the business going forward. What is Beechcraft going to look like?
We had an extensive discussion this morning around Beechcraft Corporation. It will be emerging as a well-capitalized business. We have a group of lenders excited about becoming the owners of that business. We are focused on product development on the Beechcraft brand. We announced that we have intentions to go from, at present, 6 airplanes to as many as 10 airplanes. We provided specific detail around a single-engine turboprop. We have done a lot of engineering work and an advanced design work on this airplane. It would be based off of the premier fuselage, so you could have 8 passengers in a double club, or you could go high density to as many as 11. Based on what would be required in the class and category, we know this airplane from a cabin standpoint, from a field performance standpoint, speed at cruise, which would be in excess of 300 knots, service ceiling, and ability to operate into and out of unimproved runways would be a category winner in the single-engine turboprop environment. We're also focused on versions of this which would be more of a utility airplane in an unpressurized configuration.
What about the piston line? Any plans for it? Any developments in it? Are you going to keep it?
Yes, we're going to keep the piston line. One of the things that we are focused on, we have an agreement with Pratt & Whitney at present. We are looking at Jet A variant engines capable of at the weights and shaft horsepower that they have on the drawing board as potential retrofit and new product developments. As we all know, the avgas issue that we confront within the U.S. is challenging enough in terms of the conversation about what may or may not happen from a legislative standpoint. Around the rest of the world, it's almost impossible to find avgas, and so we view this as a tremendous opportunity to increase market share if we were to convert present piston airplanes into airplanes that can use Jet A.
But you're not talking about going to diesel engines, you're going to the Pratt turbines.
We'll look at diesel, we'll look at even biodiesel. We're not taking anything off the table, but we also recognize that the innovation and technical leaders that exist, quite frankly, we want Beechcraft aligned with, hard to not look towards a partner that has been as good to us, who has invested alongside of us, who have helped create the iconic brand and the reputation of the Beechcraft, which is Pratt & Whitney. And they're very excited about having an opportunity to talk to us about expanded products on this brand.
Now, does the military business get rolled back into Beechcraft?
The military business is part of Beechcraft Corporation.
And I suppose we should get caught up on the AT-6 and how that program is developing and what's next for it?
From a certification process, testing process, flight test process, the airplane is meeting or exceeding all of our expectations. I would also add, just on the AT-6, from a production standpoint, the airplane is performing very well against these sort of adverse conditions we've been in the last 6 or 7 months. So our military business is really firing on all cylinders. As I think most people who have followed the story know, we are looking for a positive outcome with the upcoming LAS contract award. We've competed the airplane and the company very effectively, and we are very confident that if one really looks at the parameters that are required within the LAS program and what it means to support that program with an airplane that's got all the best capabilities, we're confident that we will be prevailing in that process.
Maybe a final word. How does the future look to you, Sean? You've been sitting in the executive offices through all of this turmoil. What does the future look like to Sean Vicks?
You know, I started and ended my conversation with the group about adversity, okay? And you've got choices to make when you're in adverse conditions, and one of those is you can sort of give in and fail, right? You can sort of fight it and muddle it up, or you can decide to lead through it, okay, and reposition yourself for growth. You can lead through it and you can prosper. This is a management team. This is a group of people who have led through this process. And I'm very excited about what the future holds. Make no bones about it. Are we upset that unfortunately we had to make the decisions relative to the jet business? Of course we are. We know that that impacts many people. And we do not take that decision lightly. We've been parts of this industry for 30 years. But on the other side of that decision is a remarkably resilient group of people with a world-class product in the Beechcraft line. And there is significant market demand for this across many segments. And so we're going to get about the task of making that a remarkably successful company.
Russ Miles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2012 in Orlando. Thanks for listening.